once in a long, far away, in the Germanic land, there was a great city with Grubbelsberg or something like that, with an Obermeister Burgomaster who was in charge. Now, there they had a surfeit or rat safari, where all they used to creep now, gnaw, sniff and gribble into the early maud, and the late evage there, biting the bits of the table, also the tea clothers, and when people were asleep in their beds, so these rats would gnaw into the sheaves and also the whiskers of those who was dangly hover. There was a great suffery. Not only this, the larder, foodage, all the fine things of the world was not enjoined by the people o' themselves on account of these rats doing a sniffy most and the choo-choo and stuffle down their ratty grebes, because these were the fattest rats and also overproducey in this great lovely city which was otherwise. Now, there was such a folly about this that the Oberbürgermeister called a great gathering in the Marquis. And there, all together, at 3:30, on one wet after Lubrius, came all these peatloafers and stood. And he called out, and it suffered like this.
Oh, she's groats, and peatlo here. I've the ratage for your greer, and oh, should get ridden for this ratage greer. 5,100 grubles, I's a reward for your through.
And so all the people thought, what a wonderful thing. And they tried and tried, but there was no way. They tried neppers, they tried ordinary box type for lolloping down traps for getting rid of these things, but no. Until one day there came a message, and it went on the door of the Oberbürgermeister's study, and he said,
"Herein, Schrötzen, komm ne he."
So in came a little timid little man who said,
"Herr Oberbürgermeister, I would like from to get riddage of real ratting, and I have my little pipe."
He said, "That's nicht gut, war schnoos, and that's nicht gut getting the ratten. But believe me, sir, I can get rid of me, sham."
On this piper, I could do this, I honest assure him. And so he agreed, and he gave him through and seps on account, which he's stuffing in his pocket, to go and get half a pie load of brew flame. Now, he gathered and stood at the corm of the street, not like a loungy most, as you see anyone crawling out of the pubbery, and raised up this little piper to his mouth, and the tune begrail. And gradually the small rats, middle rats, curve rats and sclervy rats, the grold rats, bogger rats, churver rats and snivel rats all came grurtly, trittly how, snuffered there and gave their bow. And they followed in the gutty, in the gratty, down the root and all the scrappy. And they followed to the ribbage, down, deep down he walk it. And he himself wore a snorkely and he was able to breathe it. But all the rats did a gurgly motion, drowned eggers, for lop, deep down, fathom they all labour in Davy Jones or Locky Locker in the bottom the Rhiney, Rhiney River, which flow up to the Drachensfield. Well, he went back, and the Obergarbagemeister said, "Was für eins gibt nicht 300 goldens für?" And he said, "Well, I only ask prizes which you gave him for get rid of the ratage, was sir." "Oh, no, take 3 and 6, ich versteigst so." But he wouldn't take it. And after all, what a meanie for stuffling through and sips and getting rid of all this ratage. But, of course, the Oberbürgermeister was insisty, stuffing half a crown of shilly in the handbage and kicking him to bocus and run away. Oh, dear. Well, there's a great sorrow in this, because he who promises a loyalty which is for the reward which gave and all these horrible ratage, surely it was worth that. So, of course, the Pied Piper, of course, that was the man which was hambling and waited and thorkus on this, and he thought, right, it's not a revenge he most, but I must teach it in the lesson for these Germany Teutoni people odors. So he gotten out his pipe, stood at the corner of the street, a deep fundamold of music, which is, you know, harmonic discord, stood there, and then out came the childers. Small childers, medium childers, large childers with dangly trousy, others with no trousy torn the shirt and hangy there, others with the bruisy mosters, arm peggers wrapped up, all from the hospital, all from the housey. So these peatlows wandering 2 by 3, 4 by 4, and all, so he played this tune, and so they marching in stepper to the far away hillocks there into the mountain. Then they came to a great cabbage, and the voices echoed as they singing and dancing, clapping and trancing, up low down this hill, and then for top for bloger, the great stone which folded in the dorm and shut forevermore. Well, the Oberbürgermeister was deep folly for this, and says, "Where you've taken snouts and a childer's creature is thou?" He said, "Well, you only gave me 3 and 7 for getting rid of the ratty, so I've to bury the childers and give me the other rube load. But whether he ever got those 344 pieces of gold an acre, I don't really know. But all I can say, the moral of the story is, if a deep promise he most, don't suffer. I'm all right, Jackie, because there's always a bit left over."